Coming next this afternoon, Tom Holland and the Stars in School Drama.
Analysis returns to BBC Radio 4, examining issues beyond the conventional agenda.
So what we're challenging is the very idea of gender. Stop gendering people, stop gendering objects, stop gendering school, and allow people to self-determine their own truth.
From gender identity to American protectionism and the values of Silicon Valley.
If you manage to make other people believe that you own the future and that these institutions of government, now they're sort of backward and stodgy, then why should you be paying taxes?
Analysis on Monday evening at 8:30 on BBC Radio 4.
Now on BBC Radio 4, we continue our series starring Tom Hollander, set in a rebranded failing school. Having won a place in a school's Shakespeare Festival, the students of Deer Park Academy prepare for the first night of Romeo and Juliet. But it's becoming clear to the school authorities that Jeff, the out-of-work TV actor brought in to stage the production, has been worryingly dishonest. School Drama by Andy Mulligan.
Hi, I'm sorry, can you let me through?
You need your pass.
I don't believe it. Every time I try and do this, it was working yesterday, something's changed.
It's been cancelled, I imagine.
The unwelcome guest, eh?
I think that means...
Oh, God. We got a week to go. I'm doing the play and...
Who's looking after you?
Can you just let me in? I look after myself, by and large. Ben?
I can't open it for you, no. If you just go back to reception...
You okay, sir?
You know me, Ben, don't you? You can vouch for me?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Are you calling me gay? Is that what you're saying? Am I gay?
I have to scan your bags now, sir. New system.
It's just like an airport. I've got the complete works of Shakespeare in there. That should set the alarms off. Good.
What's going on, sir? We waited for you yesterday, me and Miss Eastman. You didn't show.
No, I was doing some of the ensemble stuff.
And the schedule keeps changing, so we're not really...
Yeah, there's been a communication issue, Ben.
We've done the big speeches 10 times over.
Look.
The song. For the end. Do you want to hear it? I put it in the Dropbox, but if you've got time now, we can look at it now.
Okay, yeah. Let's go and... I'd love to hear it.
Sir.
Do I look wrong?
Oh, you look a bit tired. Is it the play?
Oh, it's always the play. And I'm not being honest with you, Ben, and...
Well, we've still got time, I think. You have to run through it next Tuesday, and the set...
That's much simpler. Can I take this? I'm sorry. Tom, can I call you back? Yeah, I can hardly hear you. It's all right. I'm scaling everything back. So, no, don't do that. Tom... Look, Ben, this particular production is particularly challenging.
You don't like the songs, do you?
They're good.
Come on.
They're not right, no, but...
I'm not an idiot, sir. I could see your face. And I know you think I'm wrong for the part.
No.
You want Charlie back. Everyone does.
You're a good pianist.
But...
feasting in his death-marked lair. That's not Shakespeare.
I know.
And I don't mind editing, but it's the climax of the play. They're in the tomb together. They're reunited. Multiple ironies. She looks beautiful because she's alive and he doesn't know. We do, of course. And that premonition from before he even met her, some consequence yet hanging in the stars. She felt it too, remember? Too like the lightning. That's what she said about their love. So when they say goodbye after one brief night of being together, that's all the world allows them, what does she say?
I don't know, sir.
Methinks I see thee now thou art below as one dead in the bottom of a tomb. They've been living with death, they're doomed.
So...
and you turn all that into a song from the bloody Lion King. Ben, you're such a sensitive person. Why be so banal?
Yeah, good morning.
Hang on. Your songs are stillborn. They have nothing to say except dirgy nonsense that you're ripping off from anodyne musicals. Why are you so dishonest? What's the word on your blazer? Aspire. Why don't you?
Jeff, am I,
Read the play. That's where the music is. Have my copy.
I have read it, sir.
Well, read it again. Live with it.
Jeff, so sorry to interrupt. Did Michelle speak to you?
No, I haven't seen her.
How's our Ben doing?
Good, thank you, sir.
Ben's hoping to read music and drama at Hull, aren't you, Ben? How's the star-crossed lover?
Fine.
5 days to go, we're counting on you. Jeff, are you free?
You could be so good.
He's a nice lad, isn't he?
I think he is, yeah.
His mum's on our governing body, actually. Friend of Roger, our sponsor. So they both have a real passion for the arts.
She tried to phone me, I think.
Yes. I think you might have, upset him.
Well, I told him what I thought of his song.
Which is great.
He asked me to, so I told him.
Well, we all need criticism. We need encouragement, too.
Sure. Well, I can't encourage him to write rubbish, though. And... sorry.
Jeff, he's 17. We all wrote rubbish when we were 17, didn't we?
I know that. And some of my most important learning experiences, to use that horrible phrase, have been when people dared to tell me that something wasn't good enough. If he's an artist, he'll bounce back. If he's not, then he can stop faking it.
Yes. You haven't been well lately, have you?
Haven't I?
Gail spoke to your wife. We need to talk. The kettle's back. It passed its electrical test by the look of things. Do you want milk, Jeff?
Thanks.
Jeff, we have to be very careful who we employ. There's a reason for the forms and the checks and the cross-checks. Your contract with us is it's not worth anything. You've concealed things. And your wife wants you to get in touch.
Are you having counselling? I mean, is anyone helping you?
Yes.
Why would you put yourself through all this? It's not fair on you. It's not fair on the pupils.
Is it money?
No, you haven't paid me anything.
Oh, why not?
Nothing's come through. Not that it matters. My finances have been in meltdown for years, long before this.
We don't want to pry.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's the children.
Oh, the children, they must be protected. I could be dangerous. I was looking at the fence you're building around the perimeter. You told me, Martin, you've got to raise it. The inspector said it's not high enough.
That's true.
So how high does it have to be?
2.8 metres.
Ah, because 2.8 metres will stop nutcases getting in. So you know it won't, of course. If someone wants access, they will get
in.
That
doesn't mean we abandon all precautions.
Mm. But it may mean that you lose sight of the simple fact that I try to hold on to, that there is risk and danger. The world is unpredictable.
put up more fences, more cameras, barbed wire, man traps. It's an industry, and we've ended up thinking we can be safe. When we're not.
We know, Jeff. Your wife told us.
Right. When Jamie died, we joined a bereavement group, and I met a woman whose child had been run over and killed by a bus because the wing mirrors on this bus didn't give the driver full visibility. So she naturally thought that had he had bigger wing mirrors, her child, Erin was her name, Erin would still be alive. And that woman had spent a decade campaigning for bigger bus wing mirrors, lobbying Parliament. And I vowed, Teresa and I, we both vowed it wouldn't be us. We would tattoo it over our hearts. Accidents happen. Our son died because of an accident and a misunderstanding.
Jeff, are you drinking?
Yes. Not in the day. I'm functioning. I moved out and...
Why did you say yes to us, I mean?
Oh, please, isn't it obvious?
No, not to me.
I had the pills lined up when you phoned. I had a bottle of Lagavulin, which is my favourite malt. I wanted out. And then you phoned to ask if I fancied working on Romeo and Juliet at your lovely school, working with kids. And you saved my life, as they say. I drank the whiskey, but I put the pills down the toilet, so I can say thank you now.
How old was he?
15. And yes, he was a lot like Charlie. Problems at school, just as unsure.
He's not coming back, by the way.
No.
The governor's decided.
Did they read my letter?
They read many letters, and I'm sorry, but we're turning a tanker here. We have to send a totally clear message.
He's a child still, isn't he?
And he'll be looked after. There's a program we use, and it helps
children. Oh, Christ, stop it. You believe what you say, don't you? I can't argue with this kind of dogma, this mantra. Let him go. He's only a teenager. Who cares when you've got a tanker to turn? We're aspiring to be excellent in a safe environment where respect comes first.
Yeah, what is wrong with any of that?
Because you've bought the whole nonsense of it.
No, it's not nonsense.
You need other things.
Really? Tell us what we need.
OK, better food, more exercise, more activities, so that the place is intense, so kids want to be here and stay here. You need teachers motivated by love, not this aspiration crap in case your sponsor phones and you've left a box unticked. And yes, that means paying everybody more.
Oh, like a private school.
Look.
And yes, like a private school.
Yeah, where rich parents put money into the system.
And it's not just money.
Positive.
No, it's not. It's the fact that you're so damn smug.
We aspire to be excellent. The best way we can, working hard.
And faking it.
Stop, please.
You don't know what excellence is.
Stop. We want this show to happen. The fact you lied to us...
Hang on, Martin.
It still could succeed, couldn't it?
The governors need a proper update.
Zoe, I'm in a meeting at the moment. Well, no, you can't... What does he want? Jeff's here. Where's Naya? What?
She's come out of class and he won't take no for an answer, sir. I'm on my own and Sandra's on a break.
5 minutes.
Just one moment, sir. He says he wants to see Jeff and he's got a great big bag, sir. I don't know what's in it.
I know where the drama room is. Just open. Oh, Jeff, I've had this.
You can't go through there, sir. Oh, Mr. Norden!
Naya!
Stop it!
Naya!
Mr. Taylor!
Naya!
Zoe, I'll come down. Don't worry. Tom Norden's in reception.
Why is he back again? Jeff, are you working with him?
I needed help.
You shouldn't be using him.
He volunteered.
Of course he did. He's a menace, that's why. With a history...
Get out of the way of the door.
Get out of the way of the door.
Careful, Bob.
Don't bloody touch me, I'm telling
you. Let me handle it, Gail. You have to be firmer. Mr. Norden, can you... Bob, let him go.
Tom, let him go.
Mr. Norden, this...
Oh, Lord.
I warned him.
Oh, Christ.
I told him to get out the way. I told him to get out the way, didn't I? Now look what's happened. That's your fault.
Zoe, no! Don't do that!
Zoe, turn it off! Christ! Zoe!
Don't move, please. Stay where you are. This is a lockdown. I am locking the door. Will you stay where you are, please?
Changing rooms! Lockdown! Back to the changing room now! Now!
Tom, please! Miss Anderson, can you get the door shut?
Yeah, of course.
And get away from the windows.
And for the children of Deer Park Academy, lunchtime came early today after their new state-of-the-art intruder alarms were accidentally triggered and thus put to a dramatic test. Police were on the scene in less than 4 minutes to intercept what a school spokesman described as an enthusiastic parent working on a theatre production of Romeo and Juliet. The school's head of security was delighted at the smooth operation.
It all went well. The system went well. The kids did what they were supposed to do. And it's good to know the system works.
You don't think that you were a little overzealous, because from what we've been told...
When it comes to protecting kids, you can't be too careful, can you?
So listen, put your coats away, put your stuff to the side, so let's clear the playing area. Naya, I'm really sorry.
It's not your fault. He's a grown-up.
How bad was he hurt?
The headmaster. He lost a tooth, I think. One of the front ones.
And a sprained wrist, I think.
He got hit last term, didn't he? That kid in year seven.
He wants to help. I gave him a real bollocking because he's a pacifist, you know. But if someone touches him...
It's the army training.
Mm-hmm. Well, he can't help us. They'll press charges if he comes anywhere near.
You have to tell him. He's got to change. Like you, Charlie. What are you doing?
Not playing Romeo.
And there's no show.
I don't know, we've got to think carefully.
I'm out, all right? I can't just turn up at school in dark glasses.
So let's do it here. It's the obvious thing. We rehearse here in the church, so we perform it here.
And who comes to see it?
We advertise. Put it on Facebook, use local radio. They'll be right behind it. We've come this far.
I'm not working with Ben. His head's up his arse and he loves himself. What?
Ben, hi.
Hi.
Okay,
I've written something.
We need to talk, obviously.
No, we don't.
Ben, this isn't the place, and I'm totally embarrassed.
It was my idea, all right?
That's not true.
Well, it doesn't matter whose idea it was. I'm the director, and... it's me who's been deceiving you.
Doesn't Miss Eastman know?
Ben, have you told her? Ben, have you told
her? I don't care, all right? And no, I haven't. Do you mind if I...
Yeah, sure.
I don't want to be Romeo. Charlie's better. I said before, Jeff, I'm not stupid. Except I suppose I must be, because I was writing rubbish, and you were right. I want to be in this thing, but I'm not Romeo. So keep Charlie. I'll cover these last few days. You can keep rehearsing. And we'll smuggle him in somehow. Now, listen to this. Tell me if it's stillborn.
What's this for?
For the ending.
It's nice, Ben. Go on. It's nice.
Oh.
we'll join in a bit. Join with Chloe.
Desperate pilot. Now at once run on dashing rocks thy seasick weary bark.
And you sit. And that's beautiful. And you hold her.
Oh, Juliet. Why art thou yet so fair? Is to my love.
And Jamie, death comes forward. Even as she's waking up, die.
Where is my lord?
Take your time, Naya. And you see him. And you take him in. Is he sleeping?
What's here? A cup. Closed in my true love's hand. Poison. I will kiss thy lips. Haply some poison yet doth hang on them to let me die. Thy lips are warm.
And watchman.
Give me a light.
A noise. Then I'll be brief. Oh, happy dagger. This is thy sheath.
Perfect. Look at it.
Oh, my word.
He dropped it off last night, which was fine. He said he'd be late.
We shouldn't be driving, Bob.
Picking up props, he told me. Whatever they are. First time it was costumes, and I actually said, you're not driving kids, are you?
And he said no, presumably.
We've got crisp packets, chocolate bar wrappers, and there's... What's this?
Oh, dear.
Chewing gum. Now, that won't come off, you know. That's there for good.
I called him twice, Gail. I texted him, no answer.
But you saw him in rehearsal?
No, it was supposed to be a walkthrough, a complete room.
Martin? What are you doing in school?
Have you talked to the cast?
Look, you should be at home resting.
Gail?
It's under control.
I saw him for 10 minutes and he wasn't listening to a word I said. Oh, and Mrs. Tilsbury called.
Mrs. Tilsbury?
Ben's mum. She's...
I know who she is. She's been calling me.
She's furious.
Get hold of it!
Ben's not going to Hull, apparently. He says he's not good enough.
Gail?
Martin, we can't find Jeff, so we're checking the drama room.
He says he's not ready for it. And this is exactly what happens, you see. You spend years building a child's confidence and someone like Jeff Bloody Cathcart comes along and blows it to pieces.
How long did the run-through last?
Oh, it didn't happen, that's what I'm telling you. It was a dress rehearsal and no one turned up. We open tomorrow. What's that? Ryan! Chloe, was there a dress rehearsal yesterday?
I don't know, miss.
Chloe! What?
They're meeting in secret. They're planning something. They must be.
Why don't you answer your phone?
Because it's Tom. Is this it?
Yeah, just on the left here. Just by the... You see the big tree? Yeah, I'm the other side of that.
Leafy.
Thank you.
Do you think your parents know?
No way. I still think I'm an Oliver.
No, I didn't mean that. I'm not out, Louis, that's what you said. And I don't want to be. And you looked very anxious.
Did I?
Are you?
Mercutio is bent, isn't he? I mean, he's jealous of Juliet anyway. I think she's come between him and his best friend, but he never meets her.
Nobody meets her.
All his jokes are about sex, sexual innuendo.
And to him, sex is violent, dirty, or funny. And he loves Romeo, you're right.
Which is why I got the part.
No. You got the part because you're a sensitive, instinctive, clever actor.
Who's queer? When was this play written?
1590-something.
That's 400 years. And we're still terrified.
You don't strike me as terrified, though.
No. I did think about killing myself. I mean, everyone does, I suppose, but maybe.
Do they?
Don't they? Oh, just wouldn't it be easier? Everyone thinks that, just occasionally.
And then things get better.
Yeah. And if you killed yourself, God, you feel so stupid afterwards. Jeff, what are we going to do? All this effort, and we open tomorrow. You booked the hall?
Ryan has.
They're going to find out.
But we'll do it. They can't stop us, can they?
Of course they can. I bet you.
£1?
I bet you £10. That this all comes to nothing, that it ends in tears, just like Romeo and Juliet. Have an ill divining soul.
No. There's a happy ending, mate. There's got to be.
Jesus! Come back here! Now, what the hell?
Tom! Tom! You want to give me a bloody heart attack?
I'm sorry, man. I thought he knew you. It's that coat you're wearing.
How did you get in?
The door was open.
Was it?
You're not taking calls. You lost your phone, or...? Look, I shouldn't have hit him, I know that. I sent him a note, I've apologised. It's just every time you try and get something done, something simple, you make it so bloody difficult. But I've got a few ideas for the set now, and I thought, keep it simple.
No, Tom, we can't.
What?
We can't work together. Not anymore. I mean, it's just one thing after another, and
yeah, right, but
it's not possible. You're a good, capable chap, I can see that, but there is so much stress involved in a show, I just don't think you should be on the team, not with the kids.
I know, you've got a point.
You need to sort yourself out.
it's just what Naya says.
Do you understand?
Oh, God, totally, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you give me a chance, and I blew it. It's what I do. People trust me.
No, Tom.
And I let them down, or I screw things up, or I get so off my face I can't see straight, or I assault someone. You know the time, don't you?
I think someone mentioned it.
Yeah, I should be back in there, really. You should have thrown the key away. That's what her mum says. Because look at me. Dead right, Jeff. I'm a bloody liability. And the idea is someone like me being around vulnerable children.
Tom.
I wouldn't want me around if I was, trying to get something done. I mean, the last thing you want is a pissed up liar who takes a swing at people. I just... You're a straight talker, Jeff. I admire that. I'll leave you to me.
Do you want to lift home?
No, that's gone as well.
What has?
Home. Yeah. Had me marching orders a few days ago. That's partly why I was so uptight. Tom, she said that was the worst day of my life, the day I met you. You've taken me to rock bottom. Can't get much lower than knocking round with a loser like you. Now take your stinking dog and get out of me life.
So where are you staying?
In the truck. Didn't you see it? It's parked outside. I'm a loser, Jeff. So you hit the nail right on the nose. Losers lose, and I guess I've... Well, you know... Come on, lad, don't you get upset. Let's go.
Tom.
Good luck with the show, mate.
OK, alors maintenant, nous allons travailler sur le verbe essayer. Essayer, verbe du premier groupe. Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire essayer en anglais? Essayez, qu'est-ce que c'est en anglais? Allez, allez, la classe, essayez, qu'est-ce que c'est?
Charlie, it's Ryan. It's after school tomorrow, okay? 4 o'clock, first night. So, get to the sports...
4 o'clock, okay?
Using Facebook.
And the costumes. Where are they?
In the trailer. Just ring it round.
Did you call the radio station?
Chloe did.
Alors, vous allez répéter, hein, d'accord? Vous répétez. C'est mieux. Répétez la classe, j'essaye.
Jeff. I'm in class. What do you want?
I've got a major problem. I've just tried to book the minibus. They won't let me have it. They're on to us. What can you do? Can you find a parent or someone? We need wheels, okay?
Maintenant, on parle comme un groupe. Ensemble, nous essayons. D'accord?
You see, I thought it was a bit odd. And I hadn't spoken to this particular individual before, so...
Did you get his name?
Yes.
Was it Jeff?
Pardon? Jeff? No. It was a child. And he asked for the festival manager, so I said...
Boy or girl?
Oh, I wrote the name down. I'm sure I did. Sorry. I put it on a post-it and... Ah, Ryan Matthews. Very polite he was.
Yeah, he's one of the cast.
Yeah, well, you see, he told me the venue had changed, but they're not saying where in case, quote, the enemy tries to interfere.
Martin!
So I said, that's no good to me. I need to know.
We were right. It's a conspiracy and Jeff's behind it.
At 6:30, I can't...
Noel, I'll get back to you in person, OK?
I'm with the head, lovely.
He's running rings around us. You're supposed to be managing him, Michelle. How did...
Martin,
hang on.
Now, that's not fair.
He's a law unto himself.
Which is exactly what I said weeks ago. I warned you.
I said end his contract.
Yeah, we both did. You cancelled Oliver Martin. Don't forget that. And now, look at us. We have a show, but we don't know where they're performing it.
It can't go on.
So cancel it.
We've sold tickets, though. We've got parents coming. We've got governors, the local paper. What about Roger? Did Roger confirm?
I don't know.
Why don't you know? He'll be furious. It's the opening bloody night.
Martin.
And our chief sponsor's going to turn up to an empty school hall. How's it come to this?
Look, what do you want to do?
Say it's not happening. Say that due to circumstances, due to illness, due to injury... No. Just say it's postponed, so stay at home. Do not...
They're tweeting. Shit.
What?
Romeo and Juliet tonight, 7 o'clock. New venue just confirmed, right? St. John's Church Hall, Eldon Street.
Hi there, sweetheart. Right, get someone round there in person.
Oh, for the love of... Oh, damn it.
So your wrist. No, Zoe. Find out who the vicar is at St. John's
and tell him...
Listen! Tell him to cancel the booking!
Naya? Naya?
I want a chain on the door if necessary. He is not to allow our children to use that facility.
Naya! I just saw her. She just turned round and ran for it.
Who put that up?
What?
When did that go up? Did you put that poster up?
No.
Yes, you did. I saw you.
I was reading it.
Blue tag. Oh, look at that.
I don't care about the adhesive. There is a movement right under our noses. Who put it up?
Oh, I don't know. I'll get off.
Martin,
no. All right,
don't worry. Probably best you don't mention it. Just off you go. All right, love. Romeo and Juliet, starring Charlie Hutton in his triumphant return to Deer Park.
This could destroy us. What can we do?
Phone all parents of the Castamere and tell them that...
Tell them to lock up their children and we could put out an all parents email.
Oh, Christ, it's Roger. What do I say?
Roger, hi. How are you? Oh, Lord, you've heard, have you? No, we've postponed it. It's not happening. No, that's what the children are saying, but we've spoken to the church, the vicar, and... No, I assure you, we are in control. Now, yeah. Roger, honestly, that's... No, that's not fair. The left hand is working in full cooperation with the right. We're just trying to locate the man in charge who's on the premises somewhere, and we're, Yeah. Roger, there's no need for that.
Come on, bring it round. This way, clockwise. Mind your toes.
Where's the bus?
I don't know. Where's Ryan?
Sir, where's the minibus?
I don't know. Look, is everyone here? Have you seen Ryan?
There he is, sir.
Naya, it's your dad.
It's Mr. Norden.
Oh, are we really going in there?
Oh, God, no.
Right, come on. Follow you. Right, you four, come on. Swing it on. Right, you've got to bounce it. Bounce it, be firm.
Ryan, no, we can't.
You said get a vehicle.
I know, but...
Well, come on then, get it.
Tom, we can't. I really think we should stop.
I'll get it. Come on, Jeff, move it. Come on, get it.
Well, no. I
That's
can
them.
This is never
Where? Look! What is that?
Roger.
They're crossing the car park.
I don't believe it.
Is that Jeff? What's he doing? Roger, shut up a minute.
We can cut them off.
Come on, get the gates closed.
Bob, come in, please. Transport department.
Hey!
Where's your pass?
Oh, God. It's on the desk.
Damn it.
Sandra, come in, please, Sandra. We need the main gate closed, lovely. Gate number one, we need a 161 intruder prevention.
Excuse me, Mrs. Love, property open.
Oh, get out of the way!
We have a tank full of gas, guys.
They're after us!
The warriors of Shakespeare, eh, Jeff?
Gail, take your car. We'll cut them off at the church. Don't call the police.
Can I call the police?
No. Stay on your phone. Sandra, get the gates open. Open the gates.
It's Zoe, sir. Who is it?
It's Martin. Can you get the gates open, please?
But Sandra's just shut them, sir. It's a 161.
Open the bloody gates!
It's all locked up. There's no lights. Nobody.
They're on to us.
Okay. Where to?
I don't know. Are we doing this or not?
Yes!
You want to get up now?
No, but look, we can't do it in the church hall, so think. This is crazy.
Sir, there's a car behind us!
What?
Oh, shit!
Brian Matthews!
It's the headmaster!
Danny's trying to block us.
Get him inside, come on!
Get in front, come on, Brian! Brian, get in! Brian!
Hold on!
Tom, I think I better talk to him.
Go!
Tom, wait.
Right, hold on! He's hit me! He's got my bumper! He's insane! Gail, are you there?
I'm on Longman Street.
Where are you?
At the church, but he's off.
Where are you, Martin?
I'm right behind them. They're leaving the church. They failed to stop.
Tell him to stop them!
Can you stop them?
They're heading north and I am in pursuit. They're going out of town, heading for the ring road, I think. Oh, my God!
What?
He's turning! I don't believe it! He's doing a U-turn right through the traffic! He's up on the pavement! That's one way! No!
Sorry, everyone all right?
Where are we going, sir?
Are we fugitives? Are we on the run?
All you need is a space, guys. You need a space to perform.
Okay. I know what to do.
Guys, come on, listen.
Go left. Town centre. It's obvious. Oh, my word.
Okay, get your phones out. We're going to tell the world. What did people do, eh, before they had theatres? Where did they perform? Travelling players.
In the street.
In the street. Dead right, Charlie. In the market square, to the passing public, they roll up in wagons and drum up the crowds. That's what we're going to do.
It's almost 6:10, and the tweets are going crazy for the Shakespeare Festival, which opens tonight, with Romeo and Juliet. I'm not quite sure what this is about, but I've got Leah on the line, who says this may not be her real name. Why not, Leah?
Because it's dangerous. We're breaking the rules.
What's that got to do with Shakespeare? What's going on?
Yeah, it's completely free, though. There's
who's that?
Here, so please, like, turn up.
That's Chloe.
It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. Just turn up. You don't need to buy a ticket. It's completely free. We're at the bandstand.
Well, we've got Noel Whittaker in the studio, who is, of course, festival organiser. Sounds like chaos, Noel.
I have to say, Deer Park Academy seems to do things very differently from other schools.
But that's what I love about them. Innovation, originality.
Gail?
Hello? What do we do?
So I simply endorse what that youngster just advised.
Nothing.
Get down to the bandstand now.
Do nothing.
That's what I'm doing. And see the show.
Not too hard, because the handbrake's dodgy on this. Yeah, all right.
How are you feeling? You
just two of you. Terrified.
Numb. I can't do it.
You don't have a choice. God bless you both.
Okay, get the doors open.
Louis?
I've lost my bet.
The tailgate.
God bless you, Tom.
God bless the lot of them.
Two households, both alike in dignity, in fair Verona, where we lay our scene.
We're doing it.
From ancient grudge break to new mutiny. From forth the fatal loins of those two foes, a pair of star-crossed lovers take their life.
Hi there, can't get to the phone right now, but please, your message is important, so no options. Speak after the tone.
Jeff? It's Martin here, and I have a feeling you're... Are you going to pick up? We won. We heard today, and I know that was never important to you, not really, but we got first prize. They won, and you won, and there's been a lot of celebration, and everyone wants you back. Can you stand another assembly? I doubt if we'll ever see eye to eye on well, a lot of things, but I'm so glad we worked together. Naya and Charlie transformed. They all are.
How's Charlie?
Jeff.
You let him back in, is that true?
How could we not? Will you come and see us? Tom's coming tomorrow. We're going to have a proper thank you. Will you join us?
Yes. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, no, thank you for...
Thank you.
Thank you.
In episode 3 of School Drama by Andy Mulligan, Jeff was played by Tom Hollander, Michelle, Sean Gibson, the headmaster, Tony Gardner, Gail, Heather Craney, the festival administrator, Vincent Ebrahim, Tom, Rob Jarvis, Charlie, Divian Ladwa, Naya, Rebecca Emerton, Ben, Rob Merriam, Louis, Rory Greenwood, Ryan, Finn Elliott, the school secretary, Susie Baxter, Zoe, Floss Wilcox, and the radio presenter by Jason King. School Drama was recorded with students at Portsmouth Grammar School. It is produced by Emma Hearn and directed by John Dryden and is a Goldhawk production for BBC Radio 4.
And tomorrow afternoon we have a treat in store with the students' production of Romeo and Juliet itself, starring Charlie and Naya with a bit of help from Tom Hollander. That's our Saturday drama at 2:30. But if you can't wait, you can listen to it right now on the BBC Radio 4 website. After the news, join us for Gardener's Question Time.
BBC News at 3 o'clock. The Greek authorities say teams searching the eastern Mediterranean for the crashed Egyptair plane have found human remains, seats and luggage. The flight from Paris to Cairo was carrying 66 people. The aircraft's data recorders are still missing. The Foreign Secretary, Philip Hammond, said Britain was willing to help in the recovery operation.
We've offered the Egyptian government any support that it requires in searching for wreckage, in analysing anything that is found. So far, we haven't had any requests, but I will be speaking to my Egyptian counterpart in just a few minutes' time.
A man in his 60s has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after four women were stabbed in a supermarket car park in West London. The attack took place in Hampton this morning near a branch of Sainsbury's. One of the women sustained what's been described as life-threatening injuries. The NHS in England ran up a record overspend of almost £2.5 billion in the last financial year. It's triple the deficit for the previous year. NHS providers, which speaks for most trusts, said rapid action was needed or patient care would suffer. The Department for Health said it was providing intensive support to improve performance. Two teenage girls who plotted to kidnap three babies have been given 12 months detention and training orders. Holly Kelland, who's 18, contacted new mothers through a bogus Facebook profile and offered free baby clothes to get their addresses. Her friend Cody Farrer, who's 17, posed as a social worker and persuaded a mother in Derby to hand over her child. The Turkish parliament has passed a controversial law that takes away MPs' immunity from prosecution. The pro-Kurdish HDP faction says it's an attempt to drive them out because the allegations that its members support Kurdish militancy might lead to terrorism charges. The government denies that. The former French international footballer David Ginola has undergone a quadruple heart bypass operation. The ex-Spurs and Newcastle player, who's 49, collapsed yesterday while playing golf. He's said to be improving. BBC News.
This afternoon's story in 45 minutes, Supermarket Flowers, is written by Dermot Bolger, whose radio plays for Radio 4 include The Night Manager and Fortune's Town Kid. You can hear Supermarket Flowers at 4:15. But now it's a special postbag edition of Gardener's Question Time with Eric Robson and his panel.
This week we've travelled to Ness Botanic Gardens on the Wirral, which many of you will know from being here in the audience or listening to the resulting recordings at a couple of our summer garden parties. And there'll be news about this year's garden party coming up later. But just in case you need a reminder of this splendid 64-acre garden looking out over the Dee estuary, with me is the garden collections manager, Nick Lightfoot. Just give us a potted history.
Ness was began in 1898 by a chap called Arthur Bully, who was a Liverpool cotton broker, a very keen plantsman. He sponsored very well-known plant hunters, the likes of George Forrest and Frank Kingdom Ward. He created the garden here. He also created a nursery called Bee Seeds Nursery.